You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You have Trade Me coming up in 20 minutes. Send in your NBA trade machines. I suggest Trade NBA GM, which I find to be better. You can use ESPN's trade machine, really any trade machine you'd like, as long as it's for the NBA. And we will let you know whether we want the Cavs to let them know that it's a deal. That's coming up in 20 minutes' time. Send those in at Nick Wilson Says, at Jay Peterlin, in case we missed it, coming up at, let's carry the two in 40 minutes. Overtime with Big Weege, Jake Volnick, coming up at 7. But with 1 hour to go, there's just another picture of Nicolas Cage is John Madden.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that I know you like Nick Cage. Can I call him Nick? Is that okay?
I'll allow it. Once.
Okay, just once.
Proceed with caution.
Well, I like him too. I like 3,000 Miles to Graceland. There's certain things I enjoy about Nick Cage.
Unbearable Weight is one of the most underrated movies in American history.
Face Off. Like, there's some things I like about Cage, okay?
Face Off.
Blow your mind what happens in that movie, guys. Absolutely. Yeah. You'll never see it coming, I promise you.
Like three or four times, just faces off.
It was a wild concept when I was a young kid to watch that movie. I don't know. Is he going to take this serious?
All right. Okay, so it's him as John Madden. Christian Bale as Al Davis.
You going to do it on Batman now or no?
No, that'd be weird.
Do you guys recognize him as one of the Batmans or no?
He is the Batman.
Okay,
with love and respect to Michael Keaton, it's
I don't
a tie
know. I just know a lot of Batman people. You guys have people you like look at as Batman, and then there's like Ben Affleck, where it's like, we don't ever talk about that.
I think the problem is Nick seems to have some prosthetics on his face to make him more Maddenly.
Well, he looks nothing like John Madden.
It looks like a cheap fat suit, though.
It's gonna
will distract me.
Well, I don't think Nicolas Cage is going to put on like 100 pounds to play John Madden, but maybe
he's Nick Cage.
Wouldn't that be? It's like Mac and It's Always Sunny when he got fat just for the amusement of it. Cultivated Mass.
I think that if you're going to make a movie about John Madden with Nick Cage, then you have to invest in good prosthetics, right?
I mean, I'm sure this is some of the best prosthetics that money can buy. I don't know why.
I don't know why it
came out bad.
Doesn't look like it. I was telling you, as a fat person, he does not look authentically fat.
I don't know what their prosthetics budget was, but I would imagine this wouldn't be the movie that they would skip on it.
Don't love it.
But you have to look something like Madden if you're going to play Madden. And I'm just that's fine. I can get over that part of it. Does he take anything serious these days?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage has been in some. He was in the Renfield movie with Nicholas Holt. Cage is kind of. There's been a Cageissance, as people are calling it, in recent years, starting with The Unbearable Weight. I don't remember the name of the movie, but where he's the retired assassin or agent, and then he has to come out of retirement to protect his family. No, it's not a Taken movie. It's totally different than that.
Okay.
No. Nicolas Cage has been kind of on a heater. Like, he's always been a volume shooter, right?
And that's what he continues to do.
But he's been on a heater side of things.
Plus, he was in that Long Legs movie last year, too, that got great reviews. Still.
I'm just not a horror movie guy, but I've heard amazing things about. Apparently, like, he legitimately scared the crap out of people that worked on the movie. So, I don't listen. Nick Cage and Christian Bale, you can guarantee there's going to be some overacting. I'll sign up for that alone.
Okay.
But if the whole thing I get turned off just because of prosthetics, I'll be very upset. Because if it's like, if they're truly great performances, and we've seen this where it's like a truly great performance and then you get distracted by makeup, oh, I hate that. Hate that.
There's nothing where it's obvious that it's a skinny person playing a fat guy.
Yeah. Or, oh man, I mean, even in Whale, like they had some ways to make Brendan Fraser, who was not, I mean, he was a heavier guy at the time. He's a big guy already. But he wasn't like morbidly obese.
Yeah.
And they had some like stuff to make his face. And it was just like, I would like for once for a fat person to make a movie about a fat person, because the depiction of all fat people is sad is really, it's getting a little irritating at this point. Like, yes, and morbidly obese, not great. There are some real drawbacks to it.
Mm-hmm.
Catch me after a sleeve of Oreos or Reese's Cups. I am the happiest mamma jamma in the world.
They just need to have more scenes like that then. It's just after the buffet.
Yeah.
After the Golden Corral.
All right. After the Buffet is not a bad movie name. I'm not saying it's a good movie name, but...
Well, we're trying to get fat positive around these parts.
I don't think it can be fat positive and then say fat positive.
No, that's part of the branding.
Yeah.
We gotta, if you say, it's, we're trying to make it.
So we're not gonna go
okay
body
term.
Positivity.
No.
No, it's fat positive.
Sounds
like a diagnosis.
Body positive covers a lot of different bodies, Nick. We need to directly associate with fat positive. We're getting fat people.
We're honing in. We're singling
after
down.
The buffet, and we're gonna have just show the good side. You said they're sad all the time.
Yeah,
let's show the good
Whale.
Side.
Like, dude, that guy probably like laughed at something on his phone at least once in that time.
Is this all prosthetics for you, or is this just when they try to do fat guys? Because like we watched this Monica Lewinsky movie the other day, or it was a documentary.
Tread Lightly.
And Bill Clinton. They had Bill Clinton there, and this guy had a prosthetic nose for Bill Clinton, and it looked awful.
So what's wild
is... It was two different colors.
What's wild is I do think the percentage of people that are playing fat, which is a wild thing to say, I do think the percent... Like, they get it wrong with heavy set characters more often than not. In terms of how they're written, in terms of how they make up them, it looks like a rubber suit. And that's not like Mike Myers looks better as a morbidly obese person in an obvious fat suit than most of the like, oh, he's 30 pounds overweight fat people in movies.
Eddie Murphy?
Nah, that one. That's funny. I can't listen. Eddie was a very skinny and very attractive man playing. And that's the clumps will never not be funny. I don't think it ages terribly well. But I'll tell you, the Nutty Professor?
The Nutty Professor. Yeah.
I was thinking of the Jerry Lewis version of that. Different movie. Well done. And then with the clumps, you could just make a whole movie about the clumps.
Why was it so believable when he did it, though? And now we have John Madden being played by Nick Cage, and apparently the prosthetics are awful.
No, but because again,
did we go too far in the prosthetics? Did they try to make it too advanced, and we've regressed and gone in the wrong direction?
No, I think they're still just thing is cheap, crappy makeup.
I just can't get past the idea that I know John Madden is not. I know Nick Cage is skinny, and I know John Madden. It's just not going to be portrayed right.
I just don't make him sad, all right?
I think it's impossible to make John Madden sad,
believe it or not,
right?
The full spectrum of emotions. We got them all, just like skinny people. Not every story about a heavyset person is just we're all really sad. Where I'm eating for a reason. But that's quiet time, Nick, all right? That's when I'm not going to show any of you. It's called grieving, and also I just really like food. But yeah, that's it. Dream mission. Get the Russo brothers on the horn. I want to make a happy fat person movie. And it's either after the buffet or just happy fat. Think about it.
I think they made it. It was called Shallow Hell when everyone just went from fat to skinny.
Yeah, I don't think you understood what I'm saying and what that movie was about.
And they got really happy was my point.
You know what?
I think you didn't understand what I was saying.
I think we have to do this. Throughout the Pacers series, We had a caller call in who sounded a little bit like Jason Lloyd with like prosthetics on or like maybe he's smoking a pack a day, and we consistently sparred with him.
I yelled at him.
We ran him down.
Often.
We talked about how wrong he was. And both sides promising that when this series is over, we're going to have a conversation. We are, if nothing else, we are men of our words. Are you ready, JP?
I'm ready. He gets to gloat as much as he wants, although I will remind him I still think the Cavs are a better team than the Pacers, and that's how I want to start the convo. But yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
All right, Doc in Little Rock, we were wrong. You were right. Pacers are good, and the Cavs suck. You have the floor.
Well, I don't think the Cavs suck. I just don't think they were the better team. I mean, I originally called in to talk about Game 7, but there isn't a Game 7.
That's a good point. And that's very astute of you.
And then I asked your screener about Game 6, and he said there was no Game 6.
That's also correct. Yes. I can fact check you and verify for you right now. There was no Game 6.
Okay. All right, good. So I didn't miss anything after the Pacers won the series in 5-4-1.
No, they didn't have – once they won the series was over. They didn't just let them keep playing games. That's a good point.
Right. So why are the Pacers not the better team then? Can you explain that to me?
JP?
No, they won the series. There's no denying that. I still don't think they're the better team, but they won the series.
So Donovan Mitchell has never made a conference finals?
No, he hasn't.
That's
and
also
he's a better player than Halliburton?
I think so, yes.
Okay,
Joel Embiid has never made a conference finals. I think he's better than Halliburton too, though.
Yeah, but Halliburton's now made two Eastern Conference finals in a row.
Math.
You are right about that. Hey, he has made two in a row.
Is beneficial. So I think a lot of people are going to pick against the Pacers again, whoever it is, either the Knicks or the Celtics. That's fine. I'm sure they will come up with an excuse that, oh, well, Tatum's injured and they can't win, or New York doesn't have anybody besides Brunson. There's going to be some excuses. So it is interesting to me that the Pacers are an excuse-generating team. Everybody who loses to them has to come up with some excuse. And hopefully, the Pacers win and go to the finals. I think that whoever the Eastern Conference Finals is between is actually – that's the NBA championship. I don't really respect either – not respect. I don't think either anybody coming out of the West is better than those – whatever two teams that's – got to play in the Eastern Conference.
Minnesota's made the Western Conference Finals the same 2 years in a row that you guys have.
Yeah, that'll be amazing.
So you don't respect them, but you want us to respect the Pacers for two Eastern Conference Finals appearances?
Respect was the wrong word, JP. Sorry. I don't think that they're a better team. I don't think they're as deep. I don't think they shoot as well. Their defense is amazing. Their defense is better than the Cavs. But I don't think they're quite as good offensively. And I told you that. Yeah.
I'm in an awkward position here where no matter who wins the other series, I've got to at least root for the Pacers until the NBA Finals. And then I might just have to root for the people of Indiana who've never won an NBA championship. And I vibe with that as a Cleveland fan who just won our first a decade ago.
Not true. Doc, if Boston advances, I'm going to root for Boston over Indiana because I think it'd be funnier if Tatum was not a part of a Boston team that made it to the finals.
Brett Brown is the better player of those two. That's my opinion. But thanks, guys. You've been good sports. Appreciate it. And we'll see you next season when you don't make the playoffs.
Oh, that was too soon. But if you're right, I'll hate you forever.
He could have danced on our grave a little bit stronger, I thought.
Oh, I thought... No,
I thought he left some dancing on the table there.
I mean, you thought maybe take off the top and spin it around?
Yeah, I thought he had a couple more moves he could have been able to pull off there.
Where do you think he could have gone there?
Anywhere he wanted, really.
It's fair. We were letting him.
What's our rebuttal?
We were letting him. We weren't putting up a fight.
What fight could we put up? The Cavs put us in this spot, Nick.
I mean, we put up. I think you put up more of a fight in that call than the Cavs did in the Pacers series.
That's how I think a lot of people saw it as well.
Jay on Twitter saying, "Happy Fat sounds like a Happy Feet spoof, where all the penguins are just fat." Aren't penguins fat?
I mean,
are they more just, or is like when I was young and my mom's like, nah, you're just sturdily built.
They're shaped like bowling pins. So I don't think it's anything more than that.
I've never seen a no ass having penguin. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. Do penguins have booty?
That's all they got.
They're cheeked up.
Yeah. Well, the build, at least high hips. 216-474-0092.
You high-hipped penguin, you.
Sounds like such like inside Penguins, like knock on the other one. Trade Me's coming up, guys. Send in your trade machine trades for the Cavaliers, and we'll let you know whether it will let them know if it makes the Cavs better. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Be the fan. Do you trade Darius? Do you trade Jarrett? Would anybody give you anything of any sort of value for Isaac Okoro? These are the conversations we have. We're actually going to do Trade Me. And this is where you guys got to send in your NBA trade machine trades. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, I don't remember his Twitter handle, so let me look here. At Anthony Allant, and we will go ahead and let you know whether we want them to let him know and make the trade. Anthony, yeah. Welcome to Trade Me.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. Up all first.
Right. Got some energy.
The Chicago Bulls get Isaac Okoro.
Why are you yelling?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was very loud.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mitch coming on and yelling earlier.
You don't have to
earlier.
Move farther away from the microphone. You bring the microphone closer, and then you just talk normally.
Okay. The Bulls get Isaac Okoro and a 2025 second-round pick in exchange for the Cavaliers getting Lonzo Ball.
All right, so here's what I like about
Wait, hold on. Who came up with this, or was this all you on your own here?
This was one that Nick sent me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So here's why I like it, the trade that I came up with. one, you actually do save $1 million, which, as we know, that starts to compute when you're over the second apron. Two, you are giving Chicago a really interesting young player that they can try and develop on their own. I just think Lonzo... This is predicated on feeling like he can be healthy going forward and the knee's not going to be prohibitive. He gives you defense. He gives you shot creation. And he actually has become a really good three-point shooter.
So it is all about the knee, though. I mean, that's going to be the big part of that. And so if you were to tell me that we could almost guarantee the knee won't be an issue moving forward, I'd say yeah. Not a problem in the slightest bit.
Now, we do have to pass this through the ultimate Isaac Okoro homer test. Mack Robinson, who I think the only guy he'd trade Okoro for is maybe LeBron in his prime. Mack, how do we feel about the Okoro for Lonzo?
If this was Lonzo's knee a few years ago, I'd actually be okay with this.
Oh.
But Lonzo right now, no, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it just because of the uncertainty of the knee.
Mm. What if you looked at the medicals and everything checked
and
out?
And he promised not to wear any big baller brand sneakers moving forward.
Mm? I'd be fine for it. I'd be okay with it.
There we go. Proud of you. All right.
The medicals aren't going to check out, though.
That's what I'm assuming.
What's next up there?
Trade number two that Nick sent me. The Cavaliers get...
Hey, why you got to put it that way, dog?
Well, we want to know where it came from.
Sourcing. Properly sourcing.
I need this, Anthony. Thank you.
I don't.
Is Cavs get Tyler Hero, Jaime Jaquez Jr., with the Heat getting Darius Garland.
I really do think this is like atop the best you can do for Darius specifically. It's this or Desmond Bane. The thing I like about it is Tyler becomes your de facto point guard, so he's another guy that can kind of shot create.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he's an elite three-point shooter. I do like the fact that he's actually a bigger and honestly a better defender. He'll never be your best defender, but he's a better defender than Darius. And I think Hawkes is kind of the sweetener here. Like, Hawkes can be your sixth man, a really good 3-and-D player who comes with some of the shot creation ability himself.
I like that you call him out as an elite three-point shooter, because he actually has the same three-point percentage shot as slightly worse than Jordan Poole, but that's neither here nor there. I do like Tyler Hero, and I think if they were able to do this, I don't even know. Now, obviously, the Hawkes part of that, is that to make the money match?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because at this point, you'd think they would be closer than that. Yeah, Cavs don't lose out on this. I just don't know that Miami does it. If Miami's doing it on the basis that they're trying to then go get Ja, or they're trying to get somebody else, then maybe it does open it up.
Yeah, so I think because you keep your picks and you keep Ware and a couple other players, you might then be able to turn around, and whether it's Morant or Zion Williamson, who I think they're actually in on, there's a few players out there. Honestly, you might, with the amount of picks that Miami has, might even be able to make a Giannis trade happen as well.
I mean, he gives you size. He clearly showcased in playing with Jimmy Butler that he could do, because Jimmy Butler, in many ways, if you're trying to use that as the blueprint to how he would work with Donovan, I don't think it's an awful way to look at it. And yeah, I could see it.
All right, real quick, Caleb sending in. Now, this trade can't happen the way it's constructed because of the Cavs being a second apron team. But he has Jared Allen going to the Rockets, Darius Garland and Isaac Okoro to the Blazers, and the Cavs getting Anthony Simmons, Jabari Smith, Donovan Klingon, and Tari Eason. Simons is another undersized guard. I do like the idea. If you could turn Jared Allen into Jabari Smith and like a backup center, maybe like a future second or a couple future seconds.
Yeah.
I think that might be as good as you can get for Jared. And then Jabari becomes your power forward. And you can still throw a big lineup out there with Jabari, Evan, and DeAndre.
Yeah, Simons is no bigger than 6'2 or 6'3.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really...
Got a nicer wingspan, though, than Darius.
Okay, there we go.
Because we love wingspan.
We'd still have the undersized guard discussion, though, and that would just be infuriating. If there's any move with Darius, it has to come with the idea that your guard has to be 6'4", 6'5", somewhere in that range.
What else we have there, young Anthony Allant?
Next up, from a little bit further down on the website that you sent me, the Brooklyn Nets get Isaac Okoro, the Chicago Bulls get Darius Garland, and coming back to Cleveland is Jalen Smith, Matas Buzelis, Julian Phillips, and that trade also includes a sign-and-trade with Josh Giddey coming to Cleveland.
So you can't do that because of the sign-and-trade or splitting up, basically parting multiple players into multiple spots.
Yeah.
What would the Cavs get back in general?
What was it? Jalen Smith. Josh Giddey was coming here too?
In a signing trade. Matas Buzelis.
Gotta make sure the high schoolers around here know that.
Julian Phillips.
Okay. Good save there.
That is all.
No. Wait, wasn't there a fourth player?
The sign and trade with Josh Giddey.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's like, I sent you this earlier. I know there was
hate.
I know there were pieces there.
This wasn't me. No,
oh,
no.
This wasn't you.
No, I wouldn't. Because I know how the rules work.
Okay.
Buzelis actually did have a nice rookie year, and I think he's an interesting player. Giddy's still on the, like, that guy's got to be a good player on a bad team for a while before he can be a good player on a good team. And Julian Phillips was like the 57th pick in last year's draft, so I think it would be a triple no for me. Yeah. Actually, again, I say a hell no. I think I can. I just did.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, up next.
Was that one you came up with?
No.
Okay, who came up with it?
It was Josh on the website.
Was it just on? Okay. Or do you just not want to take accountability for your own bad trade?
No. This was not me.
I'd be fine if you wanted to skirt some of your own bad trades. Like if we like it, you're like, that was me, guys. And if not, you're like, a guy named Jake. I don't know where this came from.
I prefer integrity.
I believe, Nick, you taught me. If it goes well, take credit. If it doesn't go well, assign blame.
That's me. I want integrity from you.
Wait, that was the wisdom Nick taught you?
Was that y'all?
No, I'm not taking credit for that wisdom.
Y'all. No. I mean, I am morally relative. If you like something, I clearly did it. If you don't, I clearly had nothing to do with it. It's all mostly Mac, but sometimes JP, and certainly a lot of Jake Murren. But for you, I want better.
Of course. So up next is the Utah Jazz getting Jared Allen in exchange for Jordan Clarkson, Walker Kessler, and a 2025 first-round pick that is originally the Minnesota Timberwolves.
So I actually think Clarkson is too expensive. I don't love the Clarkson part of this. I actually think Kessler and Evan could hypothetically play together. I still don't love it. I think if you're going to get... Because I think Kessler is more of a true big instead of like a guy that plays more of a power forward or can be a big slash a wing. I mean, I think the point should be if you're going to trade Jarrett, you let Evan play most of the minutes at center and then find a good backup center in free agency.
All right, so let's dissect this here. I like Kessler, walking double-double. I like the size. I like everything attached. I do. I'm a fan of his. The Jordan Clarkson part, I don't understand. We're back into the... Now we're not just going for short guards. We're also going for old guards, too, on top of it.
He's like 28 or 29, right?
He's 32.
What? Wow. That happened quickly. Jordan Clarkson is what everyone warned us Colin Sexton was.
He's entering his age 33 season.
Where it was like, all right, yeah, you're going to score a lot of points on bad teams. And now they're on the same team. Go team.
I do like Kessler, though. And Kessler could be a conversation we should start to have, actually. I like that. That's a good call.
It'll be interesting. I wonder if Kessler ever becomes more of a threat from beyond. Like, you know, the trend
is... He's got no shot on the outside.
Yeah, does not. But
that is just non-existent.
Underrated player, honestly, at this point in his career, because he plays in Utah and they're not good.
All right, another trade that Nick sent me. Denny Avdija and Shaka Milton coming to the Cavaliers.
Did you just Denny Avdija.
Thank you.
No, that's not even the most objectionable one. What did you say for the Milton's first name?
Shaka.
It's Shake. Like...
The Avdija one is the one that was the big one to me.
So, really? Anywho, those two players
said Shake.
It was a lot.
The man's had milkshakes, and he said Shake.
Anywho, so those two players are coming to Cleveland in exchange for the Trailblazers.
Shake.
The Trailblazers are getting Dorian Finney-Smith, Jordan Godwin,
a
2031 Lakers first rounder, and the Lakers
cookies and cream milk shake.
Jared Allen goes to Los Angeles, the Lakers.
Where did this one come from again?
Nick.
This guy.
Oh, this came from you. Okay.
Yeah.
I obviously focused in on the Avdija part of it because I liked that part.
Okay. So what I
don't
like
know what
about
else
it.
Happened with your milkshake. I have no idea what happened there.
Milkshake. I wonder if that's what Jake is ordering in France right now. I would have the milkshake. Oui, oui, Mansour.
We really should have put an Apple AirTag on him and just at any given point be like, what's Jake up to?
It's
what's he doing?
Probably eating a pastry. And it's probably
every time we checked in, it was just him like in some random friend's park. Just hanging out.
All right, so what I like about it is Avdija is a really nice... More 3 than D, but even Shake Milton, I think, could be a useful player, and it probably would take you out of having to pay Ty Jerome or Sam Merrill this year, because Shake could kind of be somewhere on the perimeter. Although, again, you do start to run the problem of if you play him and Donovan together. I think it says Shake is 6'4", or 6'5". Is much closer to 6'3" than he is 6'5". But I do like this trade, and I think I created this trade just to kind of show everybody, like, this might be what you get for Jared Allen. What else we got there?
Yes, so another one from the website. The Cavaliers getting Denny and Duop Reef. The Pacers are getting DeAndre Ayton. The Trailblazers are getting Jared Allen, Andrew Nembhard, and Obi Toppin.
And what do the Cavs get in this?
Denny and Duop Reef.
Ah, okay.
Wait, did you have the Pacers getting their own players? I was very confused there.
No. The Pacers get DeAndre.
Portland ended up getting those. I think he said the Pacers. I got confused.
They didn't say
Portland got DeAndre.
He didn't say Shaka Milton, though.
DeAndre Ayton.
Come on, man.
You remind me of I watch the baseball breaks on TikTok where they open up baseball cards. They never get any of the names right. They're just a shockingly large number of names wrong. And I always think, I'm like, they just hire someone that knows all the names and this would be a million times better.
I kind of now just want to make him read off NBA names.
That actually sounds like a lot of fun.
And see if he could
If you could ace it,
I would not.
All right, wait.
You got to write it down, though, is the problem.
All right, so while you're doing that,
wait.
I'm dying to find out which is the first name that came to your mind.
All right.
When you think hard NBA name to pronounce, this is the first name that Nick thought of, and we want you to say it.
Oh, Rui Hachimura.
No, that was too good. Yeah, that's like saying Giannis Antetokounmpo at this point. Everyone's got it.
Ooh.
Mm.
Everyone's got. We can put Thanos Antetokounmpo on there. I'll show him.
Wait.
Thanasis?
Another trade. Yeah. Jonas.
Said Thanos.
I know.
Cavs get Jonas Valanciunas in exchange for Isaac Okoro straight up.
He's one of the Jonas brothers.
What did you say?
Jonas Valanciunas for Isaac Okoro straight up.
I love Jonas Valanciunas. Even more, I love Jonas Valanciunas even more. So it was Jonas Valanciunas and who?
That is it for Isaac Okoro straight up.
Actually, I think this is really smart. Now, Valanciunas is a bit older, and I think he only has one more year on his deal after this, but if you wanted to get physicality and rebounding off the bench, and you wanted to maybe send Jared Allen out in the next trade,
yeah.
Jonas is your backup at this point. A backup center would be a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about a backup play, and it's all about the idea that you got him for maybe one or two more years. You could do worse for Okoro, for sure.
All right,
next name.
Right,
Nick has written down a name.
Did I say that on air? Furkan Korkmaz.
Close? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
What is it?
It's Furkan Korkmaz.
That's fine.
Yeah, you got close. It's
pronunciation.
Very proud of you.
Thanks.
All right, what else you have?
I believe that is it. Oh, I'm sorry. No, one more. The Brooklyn Nets get Isaac Okoro. The Bulls get... No, I already did that one. Yeah, that's all. Thank you very much, guys.
Wait. Real quick. I got one more for you. And it's a tough one, all right? Not a lot of people get this one. But I think we're on the right trend. It's the bottom one right there.
Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's a tough one. Shocking.
He should have said Davion.
Shake. How do you get Shake from Shake?
He feels so bad about himself right now.
He feels so low.
He is tiny. He's like Matt Damon in that movie where he shrunk himself. That's him right now.
I just like that. The only way I was going to tee off on him is if he did that.
I can hear Jax cracking up in the back over there, too, through the closed door.
Jax knows ball. So Jax is like, Jax has got to be livid at the idea that Anthony's got no clue with these NBA players.
Would you guys want Shaque Milton here in Cleveland? late one here from Caleb. LaMelo Ball for Darius Garland. I mean, he's tall.
Yeah.
He is. He likes to play Mario Kart in real life, but I don't know. It's a pass for me right now. That's a pass. Sure.
Okay.
When we come back, in case you missed it, on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.